Episode 2644, Putting the Puzzle Pieces Together.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Ready or not, here we come. It's all about your lifestyle. Are you living the best lifestyle that you can? Are you feeding your body the way it needs to be fed, specifically to your needs? You got to put the puzzle pieces together. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. The Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you can tell, my voice is a little bit low and slow. I apologize once again, but you know what? I have to show up for you every single day. That's my commitment to you. Now, I also have a commitment to my health. Understand that this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So as we're looking at health, I want to be able to bring you in to what I'm doing with my health. Unlocking your health mystery takes time and persistence. However, you can solve the puzzle and reset your health by putting the puzzle pieces together. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and we have to understand that every single day, every single minute, we are aging. And how we age is a choice. I don't know if you've gotten down on the floor and tried to jump back up, but is it different than 10 years ago? Is it different even 1 year ago? Maybe it's different from 1 month ago. But unfortunately, with the way we live and the way our society has kind of convinced us that this is the way to go, it's trained us that if we can take away your symptoms, if we can minimize your pain, if we can give you some relief as to what you're experiencing, why can't you still live however you desire? No restrictions, no exercise, just pure joy. Or is it truly pure joy? I have been battling a couple of different viruses since the beginning of the new year. Usually, I am pretty healthy, not getting sick, but this season has not fared in my favor. And it's really been frustrating to me personally. I'm like, seriously, I can't knock it. And I look back and say, okay, what have I done? What has changed now? Well, number one, I went through perimenopause and now I'm on the other side. And I've also had gut issues my entire life. And well, maybe it's time that I take a hard look at what my body needs. I know I'm not the average person which diets or fitness regimens are created. Now, you may not understand, but when they have this mass diet plan, they're looking at how the average group of men and women respond, and that's what they put out. This diet is going to solve your problems. But unfortunately, it does not. And for me, I've tried so many of them, and I have been disappointed. Now, others I have made progress on. However, it's only been a section of what I want to accomplish. One little goal, not the big picture goal, the huge puzzle. And so at the age that I am now, with starting and extending our family, meaning we have a grandchild, it's one of those things where you stop and you say, how do I want to live the rest of my life? Do I want to sit there and grunt every single time I stand up? Do I want my joints being in pain? Do I want to feel bloated all the time? Do I want to have this retention of water that is crazy even though I'm drinking a lot of it? I have to figure out what works for my body. And that means it's going to take time. You know, a 1,200 to 1,500 calorie a day, it doesn't work for me at all. And please do not flood my inbox as to what I might be missing. I've done the research and I am currently studying real time as to how my body responds and reacts to food, movement, vitamins, supplements, and so forth. And it is a full-time job for me. But like any good detective, you got to put the puzzle pieces together to understand the whole picture. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put the puzzle pieces together. If you are struggling with your health, I want to encourage you not to give up. You can figure this out, and you can figure out what is happening and what needs to change. You know, one thing I've been researching is the paleo diet. Now, this diet is a whole foods diet that includes only the most nutritionally dense and sustainable foods. Now, you've heard me say that the food all of us should be eating follows one rule. If God made it, I can eat it. But that's in its natural state. For example, God did not make bread. He made grains. So how those grains are prepared and eaten does affect the nutrient density of the food, along with how it is absorbed within a person's body, and it is unique to that individual's body. If you are struggling with your health or your weight, this might be a good alternative for you to try. Now, as I said, I'm taking you on my health journey and discovering all my quirks and likenesses. I want to figure out what it is because I know if I uncover one thing, that's going to help somebody else. And so this is just the beginning. And for your health, you get to decide what you want to try. This by no means substitutes, though, for personal medical advice. Always talk to your medical care provider. Have them involved in the conversation. Because our bodies rely on food and water. That's how we sustain ourselves. That is part of what we need to do to be life-giving to our bodies. So if you're going to try something radical, I completely encourage you, fully, go talk to your medical care provider. Don't jump ship and say, oh, well, it worked for these 500 people. That's great. Maybe those 500 people fit into their algorithm, their setup, the average person that they're going for. But maybe you aren't that average person. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? This is not to say that your body's worse. I've looked at my body and I have had complaints with God over and over again. Lord, why didn't you make me taller? Why didn't you give me this? Why didn't you give me that? Why do I have to sit here and struggle? And then I think, wait a minute, I can't have everything because then I would be perfect. And there's no way I can be perfect until I get to heaven. So I have to be grateful for the body I have and be willing to take care of the body that's been given to me. A lot of us are grateful for our bodies, but we don't take care of it. Have you ever gotten that wonderful brand new electronic device, whether it's your tablet or your computer or it's your phone, and all of a sudden you get it? And then you drop it and it hits a rock, it cracks a screen, and all of a sudden there's no power to it. You weren't taking care of it. You didn't protect it. You didn't provide what it needed to be able to continue to work appropriately. That is the same thing with our body, with your body, right? You have got to take care of the body God has given you. No, your body is not perfect. You've got quirks just like I do. So you get to decide how you want to treat your body. You get to decide how you show up for your healthy living. And at times, you get to decide if you want to cheat. And I hate that word, by the way. You get to decide what you get to eat, whether it's the cupcake or the apple. And at times, you want the cupcake, and you're okay with what it's going to do to your body. But at other times, it's like, nope, I want to go over here, and I want to eat my kiwi. I want to eat my leafy green vegetables. I want to have more broccoli and asparagus. You get to decide. So I want you to look at these three questions. These are questions I have been pondering myself personally. Literally, I have a notebook. And I am writing notes. I'm keeping logs. It's crazy, but this is the only way I'm going to be able to fine tune what my body needs. So number one, what are you eating that is real? And this has to be in its most natural state. It can't be the pork loin that you're eating that already has all the seasonings in it, and all you have to do is open up the bag and throw it in the oven or throw it in the crock pot or the Instapot. No, that's not what I'm talking about here. It's got to be in its most natural state. So frozen chicken breast, that's okay. Fresh eggs, that's great. But if you add in seasonings or you buy those prepackaged whatever, yeah, that's not its most natural state. You need to add your own vegetables to what you're eating, not the ones that come bagged for you with the meat. You know what I'm talking about? And I get it if you do it once in a while because it's, you know, that day of the week and you just need something quick. But you see, you've got to understand what you're eating, because when you do these questions and you answer them, you're going to find out, gosh, am I eating real food more often, or am I eating processed food more often? So number one, what are you eating that is real? Number two, what are you eating that is processed? If it's not one ingredient, it is processed. It's its most natural state, right? That's real. But if you've got that bag that has three ingredients in it, and people are like, oh, you can eat processed food so long as they just have three ingredients or less. I get all of that, but you know what? Your body may not be able to do that. My body cannot. I have a girlfriend who, if she has salt, any little bit of it, it just allows her to retain water so quickly. She'll gain 3 pounds or more. I eat a piece of cake and I've gained 5 or 6 pounds. It's ridiculous. Everybody's body works differently, and you're here to figure out what works for you. So I'm not going to tell you you can't have processed food, but I am going to tell you that processed food is not serving your body well. And that's the key here. What you are eating needs to be real. So you want to figure out, how much real stuff am I eating and how much processed stuff am I eating? And what does that look like? And be honest. Write it down. Log for a week. Even logging for a day might blow your mind. Seriously. And it's anything you put in your mouth. It's what you drink and it's what you chew. It's what you suck on. If it goes in your mouth, you write it down. That is an honest, real-time log. And yes, it's hard because you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this. Don't make excuses. If you want to live a vibrant and healthy life, you have got to put in the work. And even if you think you're living an incredible life now, guess what? You can make it better. So see what you are eating. It might surprise you. I know a family. Oh my goodness. I love this woman dearly. But they go out 3 to 4 times a week. And not just for dinner, but for lunches too. And so eating out, probably meals, they're sometimes eating 7 to 9 meals out a day. Now, number one, I think, holy cow, look at your budget. And then I think, what the heck are you doing to your body? And it's not just the mama who's doing it to herself, but it's also affecting her children because they are eating it too. So what you do has consequences, good or bad. What you put in your mouth has consequences to your health, to your heart, to your longevity. What are you eating that is real? What are you eating that is processed? And number three, how can you integrate more nutrient-dense foods? Where can you add it? Maybe in the morning, it's just hard. I would love to say that I could eat vegetables in the morning, but you know what? It's hard for me to eat in the morning. My body doesn't like it. In fact, it doesn't need it. I'm good on a 16 to 18 hour intermittent fasting schedule. I don't have a hunger factor. I know I told you I was strange. It's a quirk of mine. But I feel fine. And some people say, no, you have to have this. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I don't. And I'm going to push back and I'm going to say, I can't do it. And they may say, but that's not how the program worked. And I'm going to say, well, I'm not here for the program. I'm here for my health. You see the difference? You have got to be specific to your body and your needs. So how can you integrate more nutrient-dense foods? If morning doesn't work for you, what about in the afternoon? Oh, wait, what about snacks? We go and grab stuff in the refrigerator all the time. Or, unfortunately, we go to the pantry. Well, the pantry doesn't have any fresh foods unless you're eating raw potatoes. Sometimes you can be eating tomatoes, but you're not putting a lot of fresh, green, nutrient-dense foods in your mouth when you go to the pantry. So prepare those in advance. So during your snacks, oh my gosh, you could grab the celery, you can grab the broccoli, you can grab cauliflower, you can grab carrots, cucumbers. So many awesome things. But you got to prepare it. Now, notice here, these questions don't say go and do it. Yes, I want you to do it, but this is just the preparation. And one thing I want to caution you on, you do not have to define how you eat to anyone. I've been asked several times, what program are you doing? My answer, and it should be yours too, I'm eating what my body requires. Because you might be a blend of keto and paleo. And sometimes I think we have to have that buzzword, right? People think, oh, come on, you're on a plan, right? I want to do what you're doing. And you're like, no, I'm on my body's plan. I'm taking what works for me. I'm doing the hard stuff. Because when you could get down to the nitty gritty as to what your cells flourish on, how does wonderful, sleep, restful nights sound? Where you're in deep REM for the time that you need it. What about being able to wake up with energy that lights up a room? You don't even have to turn on the light because you are so lit up yourself. Because you're fueling your body properly. So many times we're looking for the cookie cutter answer. Somebody else wants that from us. That's not how healthy living works. You've got to do what works for you. Your body is uniquely made. So treat it with the respect it deserves by putting together all the puzzle pieces. Now, I am currently working in the preparation stage, gearing up to change my body's nutritional menu. I am taking detailed notes as to how my body responds to, yes, junk food, believe it or not. Then I'll be able to see exactly how good food affects my body, the nutrient-dense food. That's going to be a long process. This is not going to happen overnight. But what I know that we'll both learn is how our foods and certain foods benefit us in the long run. You may have a short-term goal. You may want to lose weight. You may want to, you know, tighten up those muscles. Summer is around the corner. And there's nothing wrong with that. But look at the long term. What can you do for your journey? Be ready to construct your puzzle. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.